Mark Mulcahy is best known for his bands Miracle Legion and Polaris, the latter a fictional group found in the world of 90s Nickelodeon show The Adventures of Pete and Pete. He's also a solo artist and is touring behind a new album called The Gus. Before his October 10th concert at the Linda, WAMC's performing arts studio in Albany, Mulcahy spoke with WAMC about songwriting, his lyrics, and coming up in New Haven, Connecticut in the 1980s.
I'm sure somebody lonelier. I don't wish that.
That was a time where there were there were a club or two to play, and a lot of people looking to play and people to go to shows. So it was kind of just kind of a really good scene. New Haven always, at least whenever I lived there, there was always a scene. So, you know, if there's bands in no scene, it's not too much is going to happen. But there were a lot of fans. It just seemed to get bigger and bigger, and the club kept getting bigger until everything kind of ended up at this place called The Grotto, which was a subterranean kind of ex-20s beer house. And it was a great place. And so it really kind of, sort of fed and nurtured and added a lot to the scene that you could play somewhere and play a real nice place. It was a good scene. It was great. It was a great time to be, starting a band and, just be around a lot of other great musicians and stuff.
Well, in the 90s, your band Polaris found success on a much larger stage working with the Nickelodeon show Pete and Pete. What was that contrast like to go from sort of like a scrappy up-and-coming band to having this, large network show where you were deeply involved in it?
Well, the thing about that band is that we were fictional, Miracle Legion was Miracle Legion was deeply real in so many ways. We drove all over the place and, lived with each other and were a physical thing, whereas Polaris was fictional, and all we did was really just play once on the lawn in New Jersey, and that cemented us. And so it wasn't until some years later that we actually, played really for real. So those are different things, much different things. I hadn't ever done, I hadn't worked on a TV show before, for sure. That was just a different way to make music for me. I've always made records. Miracle Legion was tour and make records, and then I got into different things after Miracle Legion where I was not just doing that one thing.
10 years ago, this tribute album came out called Chow, My Shining Star. The songs are Mark Mulcahy. I'm interested, what was it like to hear your work interpreted by artists like Tom York, Frank Black, The National, Michael Stipe? I know you're friends with Dinosaur Jr. What was that experience like?
The experience overall was just, completely, more than I could really handle as far as just everything that was going on at that time was certainly overwhelming at. And that's an understatement. But to hear people play songs, I just thought, wow, that is so much better than I did it. So most of it was, gratitude mixed with, some sort of deprecation. So it was a funny thing. I think it's a great record. Like I said, everybody focused on, these people focusing on one of your songs and really putting themselves into it. The outcome was 99% great.
You're now touring on a new record. What's the title and what's it all about?
The record is called The Gus, G-U-S, The Gus. And a record I worked on for a while. It took a little bit. Took a little bit of time to actually make it and finish it, which was, kind of par for the course, but also a little on the frustrating side. But it went once it came out and sort of it's been sitting around with people for a while. We did sort of one. We approached it differently than it's an album. We kind of approached it where we leaked one song and then another and then another, and almost like singles, like people do, and. It's really been I've been playing a lot of shows, and it's been great to play these shows where I, you know, I can play a lot of things from the Guffs, and people are familiar, and it's not like, you know, they don't know anything. So it's really been some of the best touring I've done, really, as a solo person, you know. I went to England for a while, and I've been touring around here. I've got a gig, I guess we're going to say this, but I've got, you know, this gig in Albany, which I like playing the Linda. I've got one in Holyoke, which at the Gateway, which I have never played before. So, yeah, I'm just doing a lot of different things with this record then, and it's been really good. And I really, you know, I'm really pleased with, you know, how it ended up turning out.
What's changed in your practice as a songwriter since you first started all those decades ago?
Well, you know, it's a thing, not to sound stupid, but it's a thing that you know, you really realize the more you do it, the less you know how to do it. So I try to think about it a lot. I've always thought about the lyrics a lot. And I've been working with different people, and they obviously bring how they do it. When you write the song, it's one thing, but really it ends up, what is the recording of it is the more important thing. So, working with different people, making records and making recordings of the things, what I write is very, you know, I don't write like a whole song. I don't write all the parts or, you know, create some orchestration or anything. I just have a simple, simple music bit and the vocal, the lyrics. So, I consider the songs really the recordings in a lot of ways. What's changed is probably that I'm really trying harder to write more concise lyrics, more cohesive lyrics. I think, you know, what is he talking about? It's like maybe you would know what I'm talking about when you hear it.
So with that in mind, what are you talking about lyrically on the Guffs?
What am I talking about lyrically? Well, it turned out to be. There was a kind of strange intersection where I was reading George Saunders a little bit, and not that was why I made a record or anything at all, to be honest with you, but just like thinking about short stories, really. And so they ended up, a lot of them ended up being more like a short story than I was thinking of doing, maybe, or that I realized I was doing. And they're just like little vignettes about people and things, and short little stories about people, and I've realized that I've written a lot of songs with people's names as the title. I think it's like a little book, maybe. I don't know, probably not, but maybe it is.
I got a telegram just the other Friday night. It said exactly this. What if I go off with Bob?
Tell me about the personnel you worked with. Who's playing on the record with you?
On the record is a guy that I played with for a long time called Ken Murray. He and I have been up to your station at least a few times, and he plays with the B-52s, but he plays with everybody, and he and I have a very good connection. So it's principally he and I, and then the producer is a guy called Mark Seedorf, who I've known for a little while, and he played some stuff and he produced really great stuff. And it's a couple of horn players that I know, and a cellist that I really like. Just a few people, really. When I started, I had a whole million people, and then eventually I realized that, you know, I didn't really need all those people because I don't know what to do with everybody. So we just kind of slimmed it down to like Dennis Cromit, who was a great collaborator with me. This bunch of people from Northampton, really, for the most part.
The Guffs is coming out on the Mezzotint label, which is your own label to release your own music. I'm interested, what exactly is important to you about having that kind of control over your own recordings?
For the first, you know, part of when I was making records, I was, you know, we either were on a label or trying to get on a label. And then one day a friend of mine, Paul Coldery, who had a label out of Boston called Sofa, he said, you know, you should really start your own label because trying to. There's a great Orson Welles quote where he said, I spent more time trying to get money to make movies than making movies. And it's the same in music. You can spend so much time trying to get somebody to put your record out that I found, you know, like, one day I just decided I would try to put out my own records. And it's been really good. It's really you don't have to ask anybody what should be on the record or when you could put out a record or anything. It certainly has its difficulties, but at the same time, I would probably not want to be on a label at this point. I'm happy to just run my own show, you know.
So back in the thousands, you recorded your own cover of a Shania Twain song, From This Moment On. Mm-hmm. I'm interested, tell me about Shania Twain's music. Why did you choose to cover that song?
The record that was recorded for was called Guilty Pleasures, and it was meant to be, you choose a song that maybe, is outside your, outside your style or outside your, I hate to say bailiwick, but somewhere outside of who you normally might think of yourself, but something that you genuinely like. And, there's a lot of pop music that's great. And, that song, I really like that song. So, they accepted that as a guilty pleasure. And, there you go.
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one, and right beside you is where I belong. From this